it's this political indicator everywhere in the world that has fallen most, registering a global average of fall of 7.6 points all over in the world. And that from our analysis, that shows that how government really failed to protect journalism and to take a very important decision for journalism itself and an enabling environment for journalists. And it's a very worrying trend. And it was kind of in more than a lot of countries in the world, including in Africa. Yeah.
And speaking of that, it's been a particularly tough year for reporting in the Sahel and the Sahara region, as you know, where there's been numerous military coups in recent times. Can you elaborate on that?
In the Sahel, the situation is extraordinarily bad because we are facing in those areas, like in Mali, in Burkina Faso, and in Niger, which are, I mean, the three countries in the Sahel, central Sahel. I mean, they, all those countries, their ranking this year has extraordinarily dropped. For example, the Niger fell 19 places as a result of the draconian measures they have adopted, not only the military junta that took power the country that took power in a coup. And then in Burkina Faso, the country has fallen 28 places. While in Mali has even not evaluated, there is no improvement from Mali. I mean, this shows how the overall situation of journalism is in those countries, including even in Chad, where, for example, we have seen a journalist killed, for example, a community-related journalist killed. What is happening now? I mean, we are in a kind of context where you can see in those countries, I mean, the surge of what they consider the juntas, they consider as, you know, a kind of patriotic injunctions which are still going on. For them, the journalism should only be one-way journalism, like the statesman they sent to media should be read on the TV, should be, you know, exploited by radio station, or should be copied and passed by TV, by newspapers or online media. This is problematic. They have taken very draconian measures, for example, to expel all those who have been in the Sahel as correspondent or international correspondent for international media, like RFI, which is blocked, like France 24, which is suspended and blocked, like Le Monde. And even now, since this week we are launching the World Press Freedom Day. Even this week, they have suspended six new media, including Voice of America, BBC, and some African outlets. This is problematic. And so as to show their narrative is the only one narrative which should prevail.
I would imagine that with several journalists that you say were suspended or forced to leave the country that are foreign journalists, that's got to have a chilling effect on other journalism media operations.
Yes. I mean, there is a chilling effect of all the media itself. Now, I mean, even the will for those who would like to become journalists is blocked by the fact that they are away when they go to journalism school. They won't see a better future doing journalism inside their countries.